Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to have to be back on this radio station another Saturday morning. I hope and pray the Lord to bless your day today. And I hope and pray that He'll speak to you. He wants to and He will. I tell you, God does His part. But you got to want to hear it from heaven. You got to want to know. When you get really beat down and when you really get down into the low parts and places in your life, you'll be more willing to listen and to hear. And I tell you, there's all types of folks listening today. And no doubt, maybe you're one that's a lot of things have gone wrong. And maybe you're hitting bottom. And you're more ready to hear now. You're ready to hear what God's ready to tell you. And I tell you, times with people, they running in their flesh, they're enjoying pleasure for sin for a season. And they're not really ready to listen. And so they'll may turn it on, but they really won't listen. They hear it with the ear, but their heart's not hearing. And they're not really wanting to receive something. But when you really want to hear and you really want the help from God, then He'll speak to you. He'll help you and He'll save you. He'll give you the understanding you need to be saved. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. You hear the Word of God, you'll have faith to believe to be saved. The more you hear, the more you understand. And I tell you, that's what happened to me. I was a young boy. I was just 8 years old. But I heard the gospel preached. Not just one time. I heard it many times. I'd gone back to church every Sunday. Every time my mom and dad went, I went to church. I tell you, at that time, they were going some, and times they wasn't going, but the Lord was speaking to me. And I got down by myself one day, but I found my mother's bedside, and I called on the Lord Jesus and asked Him to have mercy on me. And I wanted help. I was beat down. I was troubled. I was very troubled, little boy, because of things going on in my life, and I knew I was a sinner. I knew I've lied. I knew I'd done wrong. I'd done things I wasn't happy about. I knew it was sin. I tell you, the Lord gave me that understanding. But I tell you, I was so sorry about it. And I tell you, I wanted help. I was troubled because of things in my childhood, things going on. But the Lord heard my cry. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all of his troubles. And He delivered me out of my trouble. I didn't know how to talk to no one. I couldn't talk to my mom or dad. I tried to, but I couldn't explain myself. I talked to my mother, said, Lord, Mom, I've been praying, but the Lord won't save me. I wanted help. I knew that something would happen to me when I got saved. I was preached to, and I was looking for that, and I didn't give up. I didn't just saying, well, I said a prayer and I'm all right. No, I did not. I knew I was looking for peace. And I tell you, that came the very instant I called on the Lord Jesus with all my heart. It didn't happen the first time. But the last time I called on Him with all my heart, that's when I got saved. And I began to be brand new right then and there. And I will tell you, I started reading my Bible. I couldn't read much, but I could read my Bible. And I tell you, it was just wonderful to me. I hugged my Bible. I'd go into the house of God with my Bible. I tell you, just upon my chest with my arms wrapped around it. Little old boy walking to the house of God. And I tell you, I loved it. I felt the Lord. I tell you, He got alive in me. And He's been alive in me all these years. I mean, 43 years He's been alive in me. And I tell you, He's never forsook me. He's never left me. I tell you, He's been with me even through the dark times. And even when I wasn't seeking Him. And even when I was in the world and couldn't get to church and did things I ought not to do. He didn't forsake me. He helped me. He was merciful to me. He dealt with me according to my knowledge. I didn't have much knowledge then. I tell you, I know more about it now. If I fall now, I probably never would make it back. I'd probably die before my time. But I'm so thankful the Lord had mercy on me. And He saved me just like I was. And He's always been with me. He's the best friend I've ever had and ever will have. Is my friend. His name is Jesus. I tell you, what a friend the song says we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, how wonderful it is and what a privilege it is to carry everything to Him in prayer. He hears it. His eye is upon the righteous, those that are saved. His ears open to their cry. And I tell you, He don't forsake us. He's always with us. Thank God for that today. My prayer to God is if you're not saved today, you'd be saved. And that today, no matter how deep you've gone, I tell you, the blood of Jesus will pull you up out of that old pugmire sin and wash you and make you clean. And He'll put your feet upon a rock, which is Christ. You'll be standing on Christ because He died for you. He took your sin. He took your place. You become righteous because He's righteous. And all you got to do is simply believe Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. That's not with just one's mind and confessing with one's mouth, but it's belief in one's heart. And when you believe with the heart, that's when you get saved. And I tell you what a joy it is today to be born again. He's calling you today. I know the Lord's dealing with someone today, and He's waiting on you. You can get saved right now. As I'm speaking, you can get saved. All you got to do is fall on your face. Get on your knees. If you can't get on your knees, just bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. And if I died in my condition, Lord, I'd die in sin and go to hell. I've done things that I'm ashamed of and I don't want to tell no one about. But you already know it. And I confess these to you. And I ask you to forgive me for sinning against an almighty God. Now, Lord Jesus, I'm not worthy. I'm a sinner. But I know with Thee there's forgiveness. And Lord, I ask You to come into my heart. I ask You to forgive me my sins. And I do my best to live for You, Lord. I want a friend, like this preacher is talking about today, that loves me unconditionally and that helps me and gives me peace and joy and gives me something to live for. If you pray like that and you really mean it, and your heart's broke, He will hear you, He will save you, and He'll make you new. I mean, He'll do an operation of faith and labor of love. He'll take that spiritual knife, He'll cut out that heart of stone you have, the evil heart of unbelief that's there, and everyone that's not saved has a heart of unbelief. He will cut it out, and He'll give you a new heart. And He'll put His Holy Spirit in that heart, and your soul. And you'll be His. You belong to Him. He washed you in His blood. He sealed you. He bought you with a great price. That was His blood, His death, burial, resurrection. That's why we're saved. That's why we're made whole, because He's righteous. And so if you'll pray like that, He'll save you. You'll never be the same. What a joy it is today. Won't you come to Him? Don't let up another minute. Get down now and pray now. And I tell you, the Lord will save you. And I tell you today in the book of Luke chapter 7, I want to speak to you. The Bible said in verse 1, now when He had ended all His sayings in the audience of the people, He entered to Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto Him was sick and ready to die. He had a servant that was dear, a good man. And he loved him dearly. And he was right at the point of death. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto Him the elders of the Jews, beseeching Him that He would come and heal His servant. He was begging the Lord to come. He heard about a man called Jesus. He believed. And he said, would You please come? My servant is at the point of death. He's a good man. I love him. And he needs help. And I ask You to come. And the Bible said here, and when they came to Jesus, they besought Him instantly, saying that He was worthy for whom He should do this. For He loveth our nation, and He had built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them. And when He was now not far from the house, He got almost to the house. Then the centurion sent friends to Him, saying to Him, Lord, trouble not Thyself, for I'm not worthy that Thou shouldest enter under my roof. I'm not worthy for You to come under my roof. Don't trouble Yourself. You're holy, and I'm not worthy. But Lord, just speak Your word, and it shall be done. And I tell you, the Lord has mercy. He saves sinners. He gives us and helps us even when we don't deserve it. And this man saying, Lord, I don't deserve this, and I'm not worthy. But just speak Your word, and it shall be done. That's faith right there. That's real faith. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto Thee. I'm not worthy to come to You. And I'm not worthy for You to come into my house. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. I know You can heal. Just say the word, and he shall be healed. For I am also a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to one, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And I tell you today, this man had faith. And I promise you today, if you just believe the Lord today, believe that He'll save you. Believe that He is God in flesh. And He has all power to forgive and to heal and to save. You must believe. Believe by faith. Knowing you're not worthy. Confess that you're not worthy. Talk to Him. Tell Him about yourself and your sins. And I tell you, He already knows it anyway. He's just waiting on you to get honest about it. And then He can do something for you. But that's the only way. You can't get saved until you're fully real and honest and open with the Lord Jesus. He knows you. He knows everything about you. And I thank God for this privilege and opportunity I have today to preach. Because I know that this preacher won't come back void. I'm not talking about me. There's nothing good about me. And I'm not capable to preach the gospel. But the God who I serve and the God who that lives inside me, if I'm yielded to Him, He'll bring a message that can touch someone's heart, that will get past their mind, that will get down in their hearts. And so I have nothing to boast in today but Jesus Christ. That's what our glory in, is Jesus Christ. He deserves all glory and honor and praise because He's done it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed me white as snow. And everything I've done good that may be good since I've been saved, I've done it because of the He that lives inside me. The Holy Spirit, when He saved me, He got alive in me. And so I praise Him. I praise the Lord today for all His goodness and mercy and long-suffering to me. And for the world, I tell you, thank God, the Lord Jesus praying, Father, more time before He tells His Son to come and get His bride. Go get your bride and bring them home to me. But I tell you, He's coming soon today, folks. He's coming soon. Nobody knows the day or the hour, and it may not be today, but He's coming, and you must be ready to meet Him. You got to be prepare yourself to meet the Lord. I mean, prepare. Have oil in your vessel. Have the Holy Spirit in your vessel. I mean, be born again. Be prepared to meet God, because there's going to come a time. At the midnight hour, it's going to come a time. He's coming. He's going to get His people out. You're going to be left behind if you've never been saved. I tell you, that's what's going to happen. Everyone that's been really saved and born again, the blood of Jesus is going to be, it says, already applied to the doorpost of their heart. And when the death angel comes, and when the Lord Jesus comes, all that's been saved and been born in Him is going to get up. And everyone else is going to be left behind. No matter how religious they were, no matter how many good deeds they tried to do, if they never really repented and really got broken, sorry, and contrite, really got saved, they won't get to heaven. They'll be left behind. But all that's been saved will go. And I'm looking for that glorious day. I'm looking for you to be there with me in that number. I may not see you on this side of heaven, but I'm looking to see you in heaven because I know the Lord's going to save souls. Just call them today. I appreciate you listening. I thank God for this opportunity. And I thank this just a wonderful time to be in the good word of God. I love you all. Pray for the ministry, you that say, pray for me. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.